Good afternoon to each of you, my dear brothers and sisters.
大家每个人都下午好，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
As our brother just reminded us, we return today to our series on God's relentless grace from the book of Jonah.
就像刚刚玉清弟兄讲的，我们今天回到约拿系列来讲谁永不止息的恩典。
Remember last time that we said the book of Jonah is different than the other prophets because it's really Jonah's personal testimony.
上一次我们有讲说约拿书和其他的先知书很不一样，因为这本书是约拿自己的个人见证。
In the introduction to the book, we found Jonah attempting to flee from God.
在上次的介绍中，我们发现约拿其实是想逃离神。
God called him to preach to the Ninevites, but he disobeyed by boarding a ship that was going in the completely opposite direction.
神呼召他往尼尼微城去，但是他背逆神，他去往完全相反的方向去了他师。
Through his disobedience, we saw something about the nature of sin.
在他的不顺服中，我们看到了罪的本质。
But we also saw something in the introduction about the nature of God's grace.
在我们上周的介绍中，我们也看到了神恩典的一些特质。
And our text today, as we look at the remainder of chapter 1, will give us an even greater understanding of and appreciation for God's grace.
在今天的经文中，在第一章剩下来的经文的学习中，我们会继续来学习神恩典的一些特质。
And the transforming power of the gospel.
然后关于福音的改变生命的能力。
Let's pause and have a brief word of prayer before we continue.
让我们停一下，开始祷告。
Father, we thank you for the chance to worship you online today.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们今天能够在网上敬拜你。
Lord, we're thankful that we can gather in this way.
我们很感恩，我们可以这样的聚集在一起。
And Lord, we pray that you would speak to us now through the preaching of your word.
我们祷告，愿你通过今天的话语向我们说话。
Lord, we humbly ask that you would work through your spirit powerfully in our lives and hearts.
我们谦卑地求你通过圣灵的大能在我们的生命中大大的工作。
That you would give us greater understanding into your character and your grace.
然后我们可以更好地理解谁你的性格和你的本质。
And we pray this now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
It was the morning of October 14th, 1987, when 18-month-old Jessica McClure was happily playing in the backyard of her home in Midland, Texas.
在1987年10月14日的早上，当18个月大的这个婴儿叫杰西卡·麦克卢尔，在德克萨斯州的米德莱镇上高兴的玩耍时。
But in a split second, everything changed.
但是在很快一刹那间，这些事情都变了。
Her mother went into the house to take a brief phone call.
她的妈妈到屋里接了一个电话。
And in that moment, Jessica fell through an 8-inch hole opening in the ground into a well 22 feet below.
Jessica 在这个时候通过一个八英寸大的这样一个洞掉进去了井下20英尺的这样井里边。
For the next 56 hours, rescuers worked frantically to try to free her.
在接下来的56个小时里，所有的拯救人员艰苦的战斗来拯救她。
And with the assistance of oil drillers, they dug a 30-inch-wide hole parallel to the well.
有拽孔的，打了一个30英寸大的洞。
Then they dug a horizontal tunnel between the two holes, approximately 2 feet below where Jessica was trapped.
他们打了一个平的这样的一个隧道，大概是在杰西卡下面2英尺左右的地方。
A paramedic by the name of Robert O'Donnell made his way through the tunnel and took hold of Jessica.
一个救护人员叫罗伯特·奥唐纳。
But he had trouble pulling her to safety because one of her legs was lodged above her head.
进到井下去救她，但是救不出来，因为杰西卡的一条腿是在前额的上方。
And that was the moment when someone shouted, pull hard, you may have to break her in order to save her.
在这时候有人就大叫说，使劲拉，我们可能要把她拉开，要把她撕成两半才能救她。
He did. And baby Jessica was rescued.
她就这样做了，然后那个杰西卡就被救了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God must do the same thing with us.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候谁也会将这样的事情发生在我们身上。
It may seem like a contradiction, but there are times when God, in order to save us, first has to break us.
可能看起来有些矛盾，但是谁为了救我们，有的时候会先拆毁我们。
Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about from your own personal experience.
有些人可能从你自己的经历中知道我在说什么。
That brokenness perhaps came through the loss of a job.
这种伤痛可能因为来自你失业。
Or maybe it was the loss of a loved one.
可能是你的亲人的离世。
Perhaps it was an addiction or even a broken relationship or a divorce.
可能是你某种的上瘾，或者关系的破裂，甚至离婚。
But God had to break you in order to save you.
谁必须先让你破碎，然后才能拯救你。
That's exactly what God does in our passage with Jonah.
这也就是谁在我们今天的经文中对约拿所做的。
In order to save Jonah, God is going to break him.
为了拯救约拿，谁首先破碎他。
Compare verses 3 and 4 of chapter 1.
我们先看一下第一章的3到4节。
Last week we read this verse, but Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
上次我们在第三节看到约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华。
But in verse 4, we read, but the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea.
在第四节我们看到，然而耶和华使海中起大风。
Last time, we saw Jonah's response to God. He fled.
上一次我们看到约拿对谁的反应是逃避。
This time, in our text today, we see God's response to Jonah.
在今天，在经文中，我们看到谁对约拿的回应。
And in that response, we discover some further truths about God's grace.
在谁的回应中，我们看到关于谁的 A 点的另外一些真理。
Truths that at first may seem contradictory to our notions of grace.
这些真理，我们现在看来可能有些矛盾。
The first truth that we see comes in verses 4 to 6.
第一个真理在第四到六节中。
And the truth is that God's grace can bring storms into our lives.
这个真理就是神的恩典会带来风暴。
We read in verse 4 that the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea.
那第四节中我们看到, 然而耶和华使海中起大风。
That word hurled is often used for the throwing, a weapon such as a spear.
这个起大风，这个起就是使劲的扔武器的一样一个动作。
And so God clearly threw this storm at Jonah and the ship.
所以水就是将这个大风扔向约拿和这个船。
Why?
为什么呢？
It wasn't out of anger or spite or purely judgment.
是因为谁，不是因为愤怒，也不是因为厌弃或者审判。
God is not ill-tempered or vengeful.
谁不是一个脾气暴躁的或者有报复性的人？
He sent the storm to keep Jonah from further disobedience.
神使海中起这个风暴，是为了防备约拿有更多的叛逆。
He sent the storm because of his love for the Ninevites and for Jonah.
神使海中起这个风暴，是因为 他对尼尼微人的爱，也是因为对约拿的爱。
And brothers and sisters, God will do the same in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，谁在我们的生命中也会这样做。
At times, he will send storms to keep us from further disobedience and draw us back to a change of heart.
有时谁会在我们的生命中兴起风暴，是为了阻止我们不再 不说服他，然后可以回归他。
You see, storms can awaken us to truths that we wouldn't otherwise see.
暴风雨可以让我们清醒，看到我们以前看不到的真理。
They can develop in us a greater capacity for trust and hope and love.
可以让我们有更大的信心和更大的爱。
They can produce patience and humility in our lives.
他们也可以在我们的生命中产生耐心。
Look what happens in verse 6 when the captain found Jonah sleeping.
我们在这里看到那个船主看到约拿是在沉睡。
He says to Jonah, "Arise, call."
他对约拿说，起来。 求神,
These are the Hebrew words kum, lek.
希伯来字就是kum, lek.
And these are the same exact words that God used when he called Jonah to arise and call the Ninevites to repentance.
这同样的字在第一章开头也是用来谁？用来叫约拿去往尼尼微城。
God is calling Jonah back.
谁在呼召约拿回来?
And so we see that these storms are actually an act of God's grace.
我们其实这里看到暴风雨其实是神恩典的一个表现。
They are called to return to the Lord and his purpose for our lives.
他这个暴风雨是谁对我们的呼召，让我们回归谁。
You see, brothers and sisters, deep inside our storms, we can discover the love and mercy of God.
在暴风雨之中, 我们其实可以感到神的爱和神的怜悯。
The second truth of God's grace comes in verses 7 to 10.
关于谁的恩典的第二个真理，可以在第七到十节中找到。
And here we see that God's grace is for all people.
这里我们看到谁的恩典其实包括所有人。
Now up to this point, Jonah has not shown any compassion or interest for people other than Israel.
在 迄今为止，我们看到约拿其实没有对以色列外人的任何民族表示怜悯。
He's fleeing because he hates the Ninevites and he's angry that God would show them mercy.
他逃走是因为他恨尼尼微人，而且他不想让谁的恩怜悯临到他们。
Nor does he seem to care about the sailors whose lives he's endangered.
他这里也不关心这些海员的死活。
He's sound asleep.
他在垂垂地睡着。
In fact, they demonstrate more love for him than he does for them.
其实这些海员们其实看到他们对约拿的爱远远超过约拿对他们的爱。
Jonah clearly has an issue with unbelievers.
这里约拿呢对不信的人其实是有问题的。
He doesn't care about people who are racially and religiously different than himself.
他对那些和他不同种族、不同信仰的人是毫不关心。
Brothers and sisters, at this time, a person's religion and faith were just an extension of their national identity.
在这个时候，一个人的宗教或者信仰其实是对他自己的民族的一个延伸。
Your race determined who your gods were.
你的种族决定了你信哪一位神。
That's why the sailors asked Jonah the questions that they do.
所以这个海员就像他们所想的那样去问约拿。
When Jonah, and it's interesting to note that when Jonah responds to the sailors' questions about who he is and where he's from, he puts his identity first.
这里我们看到在约拿的回答里边，就是你是哪里人，你从哪里来的时候，约拿这里是首先把他的这个种族放在前面。
He says, I'm a Hebrew.
他说我是希伯来人。
His race and culture had become more than good things to appreciate. They had become idols.
他的种族和文化其实放在这个之前的，所以他们更像是在崇拜偶像。
We can do the same thing.
我们也许也会这么做。
We can make our culture, our nation, our main part of our identity.
我们有可能会让我们的文化或者自己所属的民族 成为我们身份的一个主要标志。
So God begins to show Jonah that all people, believers and unbelievers, are in the same boat.
这是谁呢？就像约拿显示说，信徒和不信的人其实都是在同一条船上。
We're all in need of God's grace.
是的，我们都在谁的恩典之下。
God's grace is not just for those who follow him. It's not just for the faith community. His grace is not just for Americans. It's not just for Chinese. God's grace is available to everyone who believes, regardless of their race or their religion, or their class, or their history.
神的恩典是给所有的人，不论他们的信仰怎样，不论他们的种族、他们的地位等等。
His grace is for everyone.
神的恩典是给所有人的。
Too often we forget that we are also sinners in need of God's grace.
很多时候我们真的是发现我们是罪人，真的是需要神的恩典。
In a wonderful book entitled Exclusion and Embrace by the Yale professor Miroslav Wolf, we read these words.
这一本很棒的书叫《排斥与拥抱》，是一个耶鲁大学的这个教授叫米罗斯拉夫沃夫写的，在上面这个字打在屏幕上。
Christians can never be first of all Asians or Americans, Russians or Tutsis, and then Christians.
对于基督徒，永远不可能首先是亚洲人，或者美国人，或俄罗斯人，或图西人，然后才是基督徒。
When they respond to the call of the gospel, they put one foot outside their culture while the other remains firmly planted within it.
当他们回应福音的呼召时, 他们将一只脚放在他们的文化之外, 而另一只脚则牢牢地根植于福音其中。
Christianity is not flight from one's original culture, but a new way of living within it because of the new vision of peace and joy in Christ.
基督教不是逃离我们的原有文化，而是一种新的生活方式。 它因在基督里的和平与喜乐而有了新的意义。
The first truth is that God's grace can bring storms.
首先第一个真理是神的恩典会带来风暴。
The second is the reminder that God's grace is for all people.
第二个真理就是提醒大家神的恩典包括所有人。
But we see thirdly in verses 11 to 16 that God's grace is costly. It involves sacrificial love.
第三个真理是在11到16节。 神的恩典彰显牺牲的爱。
When the sailors learn that Jonah is the cause of the storm, they ask him what they should do.
当海员知道是约拿造成了今天的风暴时, 他们就问怎么做呢?
And Jonah replies that they should hurl him into the sea.
约拿回答说他们应该将约拿抛在海里。
Jonah begins to realize that these sailors were about to die for him when he should be dying for them.
约拿这时候意识到海员因为他而将死亡。其实他这时候应该做的是要牺牲自己来拯救这些海员。
He says, in effect, I'm the one who rebelled against God. Throw me in.
他在这里提到一个事实，他说， 因为是我得罪了谁，所以应该将我扔进海里。
Now, it's not entirely clear why Jonah says this.
其实不是特别清楚约拿为什么这样说。
Is it an act of contrition?
是不是只是一种英勇的表现?
Perhaps.
可能吧。
Or is it another attempt to avoid going to Nineveh?
或者是约拿的另外一个逃避神不去尼尼微城的这样的一个行为。
In other words, is Jonah submitting now to God, or is he still in a state of rebelliousness?
换句话说，这时候约拿已经开始说服神了，还是在继续的违抗神。
Regardless, the sailors recognize that this is not so much Jonah's idea as it is God's.
不管怎样，其实海员在这时候意识到，这个不是约拿自己的主意，而是神的主意。Think
about God's activity in these verses.
我们在这些经文中看到神的作为。God
prepares a storm.
神预备了这个风暴。God
causes the lot to fall to Jonah.
谁让这个撤迁撤到约拿身上。
And they see what is going on here. They see this for what it really is, an act of God's grace.
他们就明白这个现在到底在发生什么。他们也来明白神的恩典。Notice
what they say in verse 14.
我们看看这个14节他们所说的话。They
called out to the Lord, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it has pleased you.
14节，他们便求告耶和华说：“耶和华啊，我们可以求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随自己的意志行事。” Now
in the New Testament, Jesus calls Jonah's sacrifice for the sailors a sign of his death for our salvation.
在马太福音里, 耶稣把这个约拿这个的神迹, 作为一个他自己要受死的一个标志。
Let me invite you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12.
大家把书翻到马太福音第十二章。
Matthew 12, and we're going to read verses 39 to 40.
我们读一下39到40节。
But he, Jesus, answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. But no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth."
耶稣回答说，一个邪恶淫乱的时代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样，三日三夜在地里头。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们福音的核心。
What happened on the cross was that God substituted himself for us and died in our place so that we might have eternal life.
在十字架上发生的是谁亲自替代了我们的罪、啊、为我们的罪这样死了。
The essence of sin is humanity, humans substituting themselves for God.
那罪呢，其实就是我们将、我们用我们自己来代替神。
While the essence of grace is God substituting himself for humanity.
在 A 点的核心是谁用他自己来代替人。
And notice the impact that Jonah's sacrifice has on the sailors.
我们看看这个约拿对 海员们的这个影响。
In the moment Jonah went under the water, the storm ceased from its raging.
当约拿掉到水下时，这个风浪就平静了。
And now we read the sailors are seized by a greater fear.
就我们这里看到说，海员其实他们就更加的敬畏。
The fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华。
And so they immediately offer sacrifices and vows to the Lord.
他们马上就向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
Previously, they thought that Jonah's God was just another tribal deity.
之前呢，他们认为约拿的神只不过是其中另一个部落的神而已。
But through this act of sacrificial love, they now see who God really is.
但是通过在这里他们所看到的这个牺牲的爱，他们看到了这个神到底是怎样的神。
Brothers and sisters, because you and I have received this grace ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，因为你和我都已经、得到了这个救恩。
God calls us, like he called Jonah, to arise and demonstrate his grace to a lost and dying world.
谁在这里呼召我们，就像呼召约拿一样，让我们起来，向这个迷失的世代彰显救恩。
We see, I believe, in this passage, one final truth about God's grace.
在这段经文里，我们也看到最后一个关于神的恩典的真理。
And it comes in verse 17. God's grace leads to our salvation.
那就是在第十七节，神的恩典会导致救恩。
You see, something else happened the moment Jonah went under the water.
其实在约拿掉到海里以后，有一些事情发生了。
The God in whom Jonah did not trust miraculously saves him.
这个约拿所不信任的这位神，被奇迹般的拯救了他。
The rebellious, self-indulgent, nationalistic prophet is saved by grace.
这位反派。自私、 的这样一个先知就被谁拯救了。
The grace of God that Jonah finds so contradictory and offensive turns out to be his only hope.
神的恩典本来约拿发现是非常的矛盾，也非常的冒犯他的，最后呢，结果却拯救了他。
He doesn't drown.
他没有被淹死。
But spends 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a fish.
他就在三日三夜在大鱼肚腹里这样待了。
And it's there in the belly of the fish, in that dying to himself, that Jonah now begins to reflect on the mystery and depths of God's amazing grace.
也就是在这个鱼大鱼的肚子里边，约拿向自己死，他来反思自己，然后来反思谁恩典的这个深度。
Our memory verse today came from the prophet Isaiah chapter 55.
我们今天的经句来自以赛亚书。
And in Isaiah 55 verses 8, I'm sorry, let me begin in verse 7, verses 7 and 8, we read this.
我们读一下以赛亚书55章7到8节。
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, neither are your ways my ways.
恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为谁必广行赦免。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, God's grace may at times seem contradictory.
弟兄姐妹们，谁的恩典有时候看起来会有些矛盾。
But his ways are not our ways.
但是他的道路不是我们的道路。
God's grace can bring storms into our lives.
谁的恩典会在我们的生命中带来风暴。
Sometimes he has to break us so he can save us.
有些时候谁必须要先破碎我们才能救我们。
And if you're in the midst of a storm right now, look for what God wants to teach you.
如果你现在正在一场风暴中，看一看，看谁想教导你什么。
God's grace, secondly, is for all people.
谁的恩典，第二点是包括所有人。
I want to encourage, I want to challenge each of us to examine our own hearts.
我鼓励大家或者挑战大家来检查我们每一个人的内心。
Have you limited God's grace to only be for those who you deem worthy?
你是不是把谁的恩典限制在你认为那些值得谁恩典的那些人？
Who are the people you most dislike?
你最不喜欢的是哪些人？
Do you realize Jesus has also died for them?
你意识到耶稣也是为他们而死了吗？
Third, we saw that grace is costly.
第三点，我们也看到谁的恩典其实是昂贵的。
It's not God just ignoring our sin.
不是谁仅仅只是忽略我们的罪。
It involves a selfless and sacrificial love.
谁的恩典包括一个自无私的牺牲的爱。
And since we've received God's grace, let me ask, to whom can you show God's selfless and sacrificial grace this week?
因为我们已经得到谁的恩典，那我在这里问问你，在这个星期你可以向哪些人来彰显这种无私的牺牲的爱？
Finally, we see that God's grace leads to your salvation and mine.
最后我们也看到谁的恩典会导致我们的救恩。
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this.
以弗所书二章八到九节。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast.
你没得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。 这并不是出于自己，乃是谁所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
If God has spoken to you today,
如果谁今天向你说话,
then take time to reflect on the depths of His amazing grace.
花一些时间来思考神的, 这个奇妙恩典有何等的深。
Amen, and may God bless you.
Amen. 愿谁祝福大家。